From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia's anti-corruption drive has netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen who potentially face trial. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding they know what they're doing and referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zuna said he sees more to this than just a crackdown on graft.
This purge, while the targeted people may or may not be guilty of various corrupt practices, does appear to be more political in nature. It's an effort of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, to basically get rid of any potential rivals prior to his coming ascent to power.
Saudi Arabia has also warned a missile attack from Yemen Saturday may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by Iran. Tehran denies arming the Houthis and blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. Yemeni Army spokesman Colonel Aziz Rashid said Yemen launched the Birkin 2H missile targeting the King Khalid International Airport. The Saudi coalition has responded by cutting air, sea, and land links to Yemen. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has dismissed a deputy who was once seen as his possible successor. Information Minister Simon Kayamoyo announced the firing of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
It had become evident that his conduct in the discharge of his duties had become inconsistent with his official responsibilities.
The firing could open a path to the presidency for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, who has made her political ambitions known over the past 3 years. This is VOA News.